There's more than one way for kids to take part in high school sports. The MHSA, in cooperation with the Michigan Association of Broadcasters Foundation, will again provide aspiring sports broadcasters and video producers the opportunity to be recognized through the Student Broadcasting Awards. For more information, visit the MAB Foundation website at mishmab.com. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. Both teams are now warming up, getting ready for the start of the second half. Lights are on here in a very comfortable late summer evening. Indians in their all-white uniforms with royal blue numerals outlined in orange, trimmed in orange as well, and royal blue plain helmets with the orange face guards. Raiders in their home all-black jerseys, gold numerals outlined in white. Gold helmets with Raiders on each side, similar to Raiders of the Lost Ark, artwork, and black face guards. They're mid-huddling with Coach Joe Groh at the 40-yard line while the Indians going through final warm-ups. We've got a couple of minutes to go before we begin second-half proceedings. Indians won the toss and deferred, and so they'll get the ball to start the second half, leading by a score of 20-7 on two touchdown runs by Joe Kraszewski and a touchdown reception by Joe Kraszewski from Blake Dunn. The only touchdown for Decatur, a 94-yard touchdown return, kickoff return by Matthew Boddy. Indians with two turnovers in the first half, a fumble recovery by Andrew Block and an interception by Joe Kraszewski. Indians couldn't do anything with the first turnover. They cashed the second one in for a touchdown. One turnover for Decatur. That was an interception on a fourth down pass by Dakota Haas. Indians back at home. Well, actually, Indians will hit home for the first time in the 2013 season next Friday night, but the challenge will still be a good one. The Indians will be facing the Hartford Indians at Jarvis Memorial Field. We'll bring you all the action beginning at 6:40 here on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. As we see the Indians back onto the field, we do not see Tanner Nutting in uniform, and he suffered, he was not groggy during the kickoff return for the touchdown by Boddy. Blake Dunn handled the kicking chores after that. The Indians have not yet punted this season. So it doesn't look as if we'll see Tanner Nutting back in this particular game. The other Indian that is not available tonight in street clothes is reserve end Nick Troutman. The senior did see some action 2 weeks ago in Montebello. So the Indians will defend the south goal to our right. Teeing the ball up is Cody Houston, the junior, at the 40-yard line to the left. Back deep to return for Saugatuck is Alex Segovia. He'll stand at his own five. Jake Koenig and Alex Andrews are standing at their 15-yard line, waiting the kickoff to start the second half by Cody Houston. The Indians lead at 20-7 here in Decatur. See what Houston does here on this kickoff. He'll deliver a line drive. Goes through the hands of Segovia and out the back of the end zone, so it will be a touchback. First and 10 for Saugatuck. No clock time off the clock, so we'll start with a fresh 12 minutes to go here in the third quarter, and Saugatuck will have it at their own 20-yard line. Blake Dunn is at quarterback. Alex Anschutz and Jake Koenig will be carrying the plays for Bill Dunn at one of the halfbacks. Alex Segovia, the other halfback. Joe Kraszewski is the fullback. Austin Phillips, Joe Shagway are at the ends. Andrew Block, the center. Damian Waldo, A.J. Starring, the guards. Cameron White, Taron Holmes, the tackles. Full-house backfield behind freshman quarterback Blake Dunn on first down. Dunn hands it to Kraszewski off of right guard, going beyond the blocking of Starring and Holmes. And they move the ball past the 25-yard line to about the 26. We'll make it a gain of 6 on the play, second down and 4 for Saugatuck on the 26-yard line. Defensively for the Raiders, Dakota Haas and Connor Okowski are at the ends. Austin Kennedy, Matthew Saylor at the tackles. Hunter Bell, Dale Mann in the middle. Linebackers Cole Southworth and Jason Nash. Corners Matthew Boddy, Cody Houston, Jonathan Grosvenor, the safety. Second and 4 from the 26, Indians with their first possession of the second half. Up the middle, Kraszewski tripped up as he gets to maybe the 28-yard line. Bottom of the pile is Hunter Bell, the junior. They'll mark it at the 28, third down and two. Saugatuck, 3 of 7 on third downs in the first half.
Third down, two.
Indians would like to keep the ball between the hash marks, keep the ball in play, shorten the game in terms of keeping the clock going, and keeping Decatur's offense off the field. Third down and two, Indians trying to convert. Koshelski off of left guard, goes past the 30. That'll move the sticks. Tumbled down, and Matthew Boddy with the tackle. But not before Koshelski converts the third down challenge, moves the ball to the 31-yard line, a gain of 3 and a first down for Saugatuck. Indians with their 12th first down of the game. Blake Dunn jogs to the sidelines, gets to play this time, so it'll keep Jake Koenig on the sidelines. And the Indians opening up the second half with their traditional T-formation offense, two tight ends. Ball in the middle of the field. Blake Dunn looking at 9 in the box. Dunn hands it to Segovia. Spins around left end, maybe a yard before he is knocked down. Boddy is there for Decatur. Cole Southworth, the other man on the tackle. Gain of 1 on the play to the 32 at second down and 9, and right now Decatur is going to dare Blake Dunn to throw the ball. And that's not a bad idea. He's a freshman and has said that some success, but still, until it's proven, and Blake Dunn has already thrown for a touchdown tonight, is also thrown.
Holland and the Lakeshores, 92-7, the Van.
On second down, Dunn stumbles, loses the ball, recovers it, but it'll take a big loss on the play. A little stumble there by Blake. Lost the ball for a second, recovered it, so that's the important thing for the Indians. But the loss goes back to the 21-yard line. That's a loss of 11 on the play. Third down now and 20. The Indians had fourth down and 24 on their last scoring drive and scored the touchdown on fourth down and 24. So right now the task is get as much yardage as you can, then see what happens. Dunn will work from the tee, two wideouts right, two wideouts left. One man in the backfield, that's Segovia. He'll get it up the middle on the draw. Knocked down by Dale Mann, but not before Segovia gets 5 yards to the 25-yard line, 26-yard line. So fourth down and 15. And again, with Tanner Nutting not available the rest of this game, he's in street clothes.
Fourth down and 15.
Blake Dunn maybe has to have to do the punting chores as well. And that's asking a lot of a freshman. But he is deep in punt formation, and the Indians will punt for the first time all season long. Two men are back, Matthew Boddy and Dale Mann. They're standing at the 40. Let's see what Blake Dunn does on the punt. Decent snap. Gets a high, short punt away, though. And it gets a Decatur bounce. And it rolls out of bounds at the 31-yard line. A 5-yard punt by Blake Dunn.
First and 10 for the
first punt of the season for Saugatuck, and it's not a good one. 8:09 to go, third quarter.
31-yard line.
And it'll be first and 10 for Decatur on their own 31-yard line. The junior Matthew Boddy jogs over to get the ball to be the quarterback. Jonathan Grosvenor, the junior, is at tailback. Cole Southworth, the junior, at fullback. Wide out to the right, that's Justin Boydnott, the senior. Boddy hands it off, a running play by Connor Okowski around left end, gets past the 30, gets to about the 25-yard line before he is spilled. Joseph Shagway with the tackle there. It's second down, and we'll call it four as the run goes to the 25-yard line. Okowski is the flanker. He's a senior. Matthew Saylor, the junior, is the tight end. Wide out to the right is Cody Houston. He brings in the plays with Boynton. On second down, run up the middle, and he's still in the running. Is Southworth. As Southworth breaks through the line, gets it past the 15 and all the way down to the 10-yard line. Good hard running by Cole Southworth, the junior. And now the Decatur offense are as deepest in Saugatuck territory tonight. First and goal from the 10 after the 15-yard run by Cole Southworth. Southworth on the season, averaging just 3.6 yards per carry and one touchdown. Decatur now by 13, 20-7, trying to do something about it. One wide out to the right, that's Boynton. Full house backfield. Handoff goes to Olkowski around left end, gets around two tackles down the left sideline, finally spilled by Blake Dunn as he tried to get toward the left pylon, but he'll be stopped. And Raider is down across the way on the play. It looks to me to be a yard gain to the nine. We can't see who the Raider is that is hurt. It might be Olkowski as he was spilled trying to go down the left sideline. It's been a rough game so far. Indians, of course, losing Tanner Nutting. And now the Raiders having to ask some questions here of one of their players. As we mentioned, this is only the third meeting between the two schools. And the Indians and the Raiders have won on each other's field. We haven't had a chance to tell you about the field here at Decatur High School. It is a very nice...
Start your day with Michigan's Big Show. It's Michael Patrick Shields. Join me weekdays 6 till 9 on 92.7 The Van.
And Michael Patrick will rejoin us on Monday morning at 6 a.m. here on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. But as we mentioned, the Decatur field is very nice. It is a natural surface. And it's well kept because the practice field is behind us, so the field players really don't take the field here until game days. And unlike last week when we were at Marcellus, when that field was, you know, had some wear and tear, they've done a nice job here in Decatur, not only in building these football facilities, but where the football stadium used to be, I was told, they have now built a very nice baseball diamond for the Raider baseball team, and they really take their athletics here very seriously down here in Decatur. First chance we've had to do a game from here, and that means we have done games from 11 of the 12 venues in the Southwestern Athletic Conference. We'll look forward to doing a football game next year. I believe it's on the schedule. If all goes well, we'll be down in Hartford. That's the only field we have not been to yet. And this is our fifth year of doing Saugatuck football here on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. Just want to remind you that Saugatuck Public Schools and the Saugatuck Board of Education are committed to providing an educationally sound environment for children from birth to 12th grade. Through the efforts of dedicated staff members and the supportive school community, students are given a chance to learn and grow in a safe, nurturing environment. Through personal involvement, Saugatuck school staff provides for each student's unique needs, placing children first in order to help each child achieve his or her personal best. The Decatur player is still down on the sidelines and still being tended to on the play. And I'm looking to see if Connor Olkowski's number six is the player is down, and I don't see it, and we're going to see the medical team here at Decatur, the standby paramedics, they'll bring the cart over here. And what the situation will be is the fact that the cart has to make the long run from the southeast corner where the injury occurred, and the ambulance is in the northwest corner. So the officials will allow play to resume as they blow both teams back out to the field. The Indians are already out defensively. Second and goal for Decatur at the nine. Olkowski apparently is the player that is down and being looked at by the training staff of both schools. I believe one of the Saugatuck medicos are there to assist along the way, and now they peel back and let the first responders handle the situation. Second and goal for the Raiders on the Saugatuck 9, trying to cut into a 20-7 deficit. Full house backfield, one wide out to the right. That's Cody Houston. Barking out signals is quarterback Matthew Boddy. Boddy hands it up the middle. It's going to be Olkowski. Pardon me, it's going to be Cole Southworth. Southworth gets it maybe to the six. Stacked up there.
Southworth, the ball
carrier. It'll be third and goal. The Indians have given up one touchdown in each of the first three games of the season, including tonight. Third down and goal from the six. 0 for 2 on third downs for Decatur in this game, trying to get a touchdown from scrimmage for the first time tonight. Three wideouts to the right on third down. Body looks right. Now rolls right under some pressure from Starring. He's going to be slipped. He stays on his feet. Now rolls to the left. Has the picket line. He's going to try to get to the left pylon. To the 10. To the 5. Did he get to the end zone? Yes. Touchdown. If Starring makes the tackle at about the 25, he forced the touchdown. But instead, it's Body on the rollout left. Gets to the left pylon. Scores the touchdown from 6 yards out, and the lead is cut to 20-13 with conversion coming. Body runs for his second touchdown of the season, a 6-yard run. So the short field after the punt has resulted in a touchdown for the Raiders. Cody Houston, who converted his first extra point, is in for the conversion now. Holding is Hunter Bell. The kick is up. The kick is square and true. So it is now a 6-point game. It is Saugatuck 20 and Decatur 14. It's a 5-play, 31-yard drive, and it took 2 minutes and 5 seconds off the clock on Body's 6-yard run. And so Decatur has given up points for the first time this season. Saugatuck has given up 2 touchdowns for the first time all season as well. We are seeing the and coming off of the cart and walking off under his own power is Connor Okowski. So Okowski looked to be in some distress, but he's been congratulated by his teammates for the fine run that helped set up the touchdown. So now the Indians have to respond to this challenge. They almost had Body in the backfield, but he eluded at about the 25-yard line. A sack attempt by A.J. Starring, and then saw the picket line form to the left and looked for the left pylon, got there before Jake Kernick could get to him. So Houston will kick off. Segovia, who saw the last kickoff go through his hands into the end zone for a touchback, standing at his own 5. Kernick and Anschutz standing at their 15, waiting the kick from Cody Houston. Houston approaching the ball, right-footed soccer-style kicker, and he'll kick a high one. Anschutz at the 12, runs left to the 20. 25, runs out of bounds at the 30, and so he was hit as he hit out of bounds, knocked down on the play, knocked out of bounds by Justin Boynton. But Saugatuck will set up shop in decent position at their own 31-yard line, leading by 6, 20-14, with 5:54 to go here in the third quarter. Glad you join us for Saugatuck High Football. Eric Michaels, our producer. My name is Gary Stevens. So first and 10 for the Tribe at the 31. Phillips wide out to the right. Slot right is Segovia. In the pistol is Dunn. Dunn hands it to Koshelski. Tries to go around right end, gets around 2 tackles, stumbles and falls, but not before he gets some positive yardage to about the 34-yard line. So instead of being held for no gain, Koshelski will get it, and they'll mark it back. No, they'll mark it just past the 33. We'll give them a 2-yard gain to the 33, second down and 8. So the Indians, who normally play with the full-house T-formation backfield, have incorporated, as Bill Dunn has told us this season, the pistol offense, and it's had some intermittent success. They feel they can do that with a good passing quarterback in Dunn, the freshman, though. Blake sets down the offense, T-formation, ball on the right hash on second down and 8. Handoff goes up the middle to Segovia. He gets it past the 40, and he'll get a first down to the 45-yard line. Matthew Body with the tackle for Decatur. But not before. Segovia peels off a 12-yard run to the 45 and a first down. Indians now with their 13th first down of the game. Clock running, 5:05 to go, third quarter. Indians lead it 20-14 on 2 touchdown runs by Joe Koshelski and a touchdown pass from Blake Dunn to Joe Koshelski. Matthew Body has rushed for a touchdown, and he has returned a kick for a touchdown for Decatur. First and 10 at the 45 of Saugatuck, ball in the middle of the field. That's their own 45. Dunn to Koshelski off of right guard, gets it into the Decatur territory to the 48-yard line, before he is knocked down on the play. Dale Mann with the tackle for Decatur moves the ball to the 48, a gain of 8 on the play. Second down and 2 for the Indians at the Decatur 48. Raiders with 9 in the box, 8 in the box actually. Hand off to Koshelski's tough sledding, nothing doing, basically no gain. Middle of the line, gummed it up, Hunter Bell, Dale Mann, stopped Koshelski. Joe did move it a yard to the 47. Ball was on the 47, it goes to the 46. So we'll make a third down and 1. Indians split their 2 third downs. They're a 4 of 8, 9 on the game. And the handoff, Koshelski off of right guard, bowls his way to the first down, past the 45, and gets it to about the 42-yard line. Cole Southworth with the tackle. Indians convert and puts the ball at the 42, a 6-yard gain. I mean a 4-yard gain and a first down at the 42.
Ball is on the Decatur, 43-yard line.
Full house backfield for Saugatuck, 2 tight ends. 8 in the box for Decatur. Koshelski gets maybe a yard, then knocked back by Boitnot. Boitnot filled the gap. What the Indians are hoping for is they're trying to be patient with the run here, is to get a break, saying that Decatur is really selling the run right now. No gain on the play, second down and 10. What the Indians want to do is try to either get a quick hitter through the line where the forces are out there for Decatur with either Koshelski or Segovia, who have the breakaway capabilities. Blake Dunn, they don't want him in a passing situation to be, try to keep him from obvious passing. Second down, the handoff, Segovia tries to spin around left and around one tackle, gets to the 40 and finally knocked down on the play. Jonathan Grubner with the tackle, gain of maybe a yard to the 41. So the Indians are finding yardage coming hard to bay on this series of downs. Third and 9 from the 41, ball on the left hash. But the clock keeps moving with 2:47 to go. No, the clock has stopped because the ball went out of bounds. 2:48 to go, third quarter. Blake Dunn jogs to the sideline to get the play.
Third down 9.
Austin Phillips wide out to the right. Slot right is Segovia. Pistol formation for Saugatuck. Short gun for Dunn. Whistle blows, and the back judge says that Dunn didn't get the playoff in time. So Saugatuck, who's penalized twice for 230 yards in the first half, get their third penalty. This is a delay of game of 5 yards. As we mentioned in previous broadcasts, there is no time clock or play clock in high school football until we get to the fourth field. But the back judge, or the back judge to our far left in this situation, will do the sort of Sergeant Sacto salute for the last 5 seconds. So it's third down now, ball on the 46. Third down and 14, and Dunn back to throw, rolls right. Has time, looks, throws. It's incomplete. He tried to find Jordan Mitchell on the right sideline, and they just let him a little bit too much. So it's fourth down and 14. Dunn's first punt was 5 yards. He's got to be pressed in the punting service now because of the injury to Tanner Nutting. Doesn't look as if Nutting will be of long term, but he is unavailable the rest of the game. In fact, he's watching the rest of this one in street clothes. The Decatur Raiders still respecting Dunn's possibility of punting. This is only the second time he's punted as a varsity player, second time the Indians have had to punt all season. Line drive punt this time. Gets a Saugatuck roll and goes out of bounds inside the 10-yard line. It'll be marked, I should say, right at the 10. Coffin corner punt for Dunn. It's a 36-yard punt. And with 2:22 to go here in the third quarter, the Decatur Raiders will be starting at their own 20-yard line, first and 10. So Saugatuck's first two possessions here in the second half have netted three first downs, but they've had to punt twice. One has went to a Decatur touchdown. Now the Raiders get their second possession of the game. Raiders have only snapped the ball. This will be their 21st offensive snap of the game. Bonnie will keep it on a roll right through two tacklers to the 15, moves forward to about the 17. Austin Phillips with the tackle. And what Decatur is doing now, trying to string the Saugatuck line out and then get through the cracks. Gain of 7 on the play, 2nd and 3 at the 17 for Decatur. Down by 6, 20-14. Wide out to the right, Cody Houston. I formation, now they'll go to a pro set. Slot right is Hunter Bell. Back to throw body. Sees some pressure, tries to tuck it in for the quarterback draw. Gets maybe to the 19. Joshua Shagway with the tackle to prevent the third first down, but it's now 3rd down and 1. Very makeable for Decatur. Raiders 0-for-2 on third down challenges in the first half. They made their first, so they're 1-of-3 in the game. 3rd down and 1. Wide out to the right, Boynton. Full house backfield. Hand off up the middle. Should be a first down, and it is. Gets it past the 20 to the BB's 23-yard line. Running the ball there is Dakota Haas. And Haas gets the first down. Gain of 3 on the play on the 3rd down conversion. 1st down and 10. So Decatur will keep possession of the ball with a minute to go here in the first half. In the third quarter, I should say. Saugatuck trying to nurse a 20-14 lead. Wide out to the left is Hunter Bell. Wide out to the right is Houston. Boynton, pass deflected at the line. He tried to get it over the middle for his tight end, Matthew Saylor. 2nd down and 10 from the 22. Clock stops with 46 seconds to go in the third quarter. Indians back home. Indians have their home opener next Friday night. The Hartford Indians come calling. We'll be on the air at 6:40 from Jarvis Memorial Field. Saugatuck and Hartford High School football next Friday night on 92.7 The Band and 92.7TheBand.com. I formation now for the Raiders, and the run up the middle gets very minimal yardage there. Trying to do the quick snap, and Shashagway wasn't going to have anything to do with it.
Haas, ball carrier.
Dakota Haas with the carry, gain of 1 to the 23.
Gain of a yard. 3rd down and 9.
They'll be able to get one more playoff with the Raiders before we switch ends. Not much of a win now, so the conditions are no factor. It's become pretty cool for mid-September, but great football weather right now. On 3rd down, Haas on the draw to Grosvenor. Grosvenor goes into the arms of Joe Koshowski as he gets to the 25 and no further. And that'll end the third quarter. Saugatuck has the lead after three quarters of play. Indians 20, Decatur 14. This is Saugatuck High Football on 92.7 The Band and 92.7TheBand.com.
DeMond Super Value, proud sponsor of Saugatuck Football, invites you to check out their Pick 5 programs in their meat and produce departments. In produce, you can select any 5 Pick 5 items for $9.99. In the meat department, you may mix and match any Pick 5 items for $19.99. These are the same quality products now presented to you at a greater value. Plan out a week's menu or stock up your fridge and freezer. Save time, money, and gas when you shop local at DeMond's on Center Street in Douglas.
The Saugatuck Athletic Boosters are proud to sponsor the Indians, and they're proud of the Saugatuck Public Schools, a Blue Ribbon school district with state and national award-winning programs, and a tradition of excellence on and off the athletic field. The Saugatuck area is one of America's top 50 great places to raise kids, and the Saugatuck Public Schools are a major positive factor. Personal instruction, cutting-edge classroom technology, it's all at Saugatuck Public Schools. Good luck, Indians, from the Saugatuck Athletic Boosters.
We'll begin the fourth quarter with the Raiders moving right to left or south to north here at Decatur High School. And the Indians defending. 4th down. And we'll call it 7 from the 25. Back deep to punt is Justin Boynton. 2 men deep for Saugatuck standing outside their 40. Boynton with the snap. Gets it away. High kick. Indians backing off. Gets a Decatur roll as it bounces at the 45. Goes to about the 40 and finally down there. So the first punt of the game for Decatur puts the ball on the Saugatuck 40. So 35 yards on the punt by Boynton. And with 11:50 to go in the fourth quarter, Saugatuck will have the ball first and 10 at their own 40-yard line. The ball will be right in the middle of the field. Indians with two touchdown runs from Joe Krzyzewski and a touchdown pass from Blake Dunn to Joe Krzyzewski. Matthew Boddy, a kickoff return for a touchdown, and Boddy has also run for a touchdown for the Raiders. Indians in their T formation, two tight ends on first down. Dunn will keep it around right end. Cuts inside, a block, and then finally tackled by four Raiders as he gets past the 40 to about the 43-yard line. Gain of 7 on the play as the Indians are trying to loosen up that Decatur defense with some end run there that time by Dunn to fake the handoff to Krzyzewski up the middle. This game and probably next week against Hartford might be the two games where the Indians will be facing a line that is as big and as strong as they are. The line play has been a big factor in the first two wins of the season for both teams, but they're finding that tonight's game evenly matched. On second down, handoff to Krzyzewski, but he was hit as he got the handoff by Dale Mann and dropped back at the original line of scrimmage for the series of downs. Back to the 40 he goes. So it's third down and 10 after a loss of 3. Mann, along with Jason Nash, have been real stalwarts defensively for Decatur tonight. Third down and 10 from the 40s. Indians slow in getting the play to the scrimmage. Blake Dunn were jogged over. Wes Webert. Wide out to the left, wide out to the right, Austin Phillips. In the pistol is done. Gets the playoff. Back to throw. Throws over the middle. High incomplete. He tried to get it for Segovia. Covering on the play for Decatur is Dakota Haas. So it's three and out for Saugatuck. And that was what the Indians did not want to do. They see the momentum of this game swinging the side of the home team. And now, after a 36-yard punt, Blake Dunn will punt for the third time in this half and in the season. Back deep to receive the punt, Matthew Boddy and Dale Mann. This one is a decent punt. It goes to Mann at the 22. Gets around a hit. Runs to his left, has some blocking at the 30, cuts back inside to the 35. Shagway has him down at the 37-yard line. And good punt to the 22, 38-yard punt. But the return is 14 yards to the 36. So Decatur, sensing that the game could be in their hands, and plenty of time to do something with a six-point deficit, 20-14. Saugatuck with the lead, but Decatur has the ball on their own 36-yard line. Ball on the left hash. Wide out to the right is Cody Houston. Wide out to the left is Hunter Bell. And Boddy is back to throw. Looks left. He wants to get the fly pattern over to Bell. He's got him at the 30. He's going to be dragged down by Dunham, who loses the football. But they say that Bell was down by contact to the 14-yard line. He goes. reception. And a penalty marker is thrown on the play. It might be extra against Saugatuck. I'm not certain. Indians have been well-disciplined the first two games, but now they're going to be hit with an unsportsmanlike call. So that will move the ball from the 14 all the way to the Saugatuck 7. First and 10. Indians committing their fourth penalty of the game for 42 yards, and three of them have been majors. First and goal for Decatur on the Saugatuck 7. I think the Indians got that one for dissent. They thought that Bell coughed up the ball before he was hit. The officials didn't say so. On first down, it's Southworth
Scott, where's the ball carrier?
Carries the ball to about the four. Shashagwe and Starring with the tackles. Second down and goal from the four. The Indians trying to get a goal line stand here. Body ran for a six-yard touchdown in the third quarter. Last time the Raiders were this close. So the Cater Raiders trying to get the lead. If they can with the extra point, if they can get the touchdown. Throw set to the backfield. Body back to throw. No, Body will keep it. He's hit as he got the snap. And down he goes. He was looking to possibly throw. Gumming up the ball as Andrew Block was the block that could not be blocked for Decatur. Loss of a yard, third down and goal. Bodies run in the third quarter for the touchdown. Came on a third down situation. Now third and goal from the five. I formation behind Body. Looks left. Under some pressure. Throws. Complete touchdown. He finds Hunter Bell in the near corner of the end zone. And that will complete a four-and play. 64-yard drive. It didn't take long. A minute and 11 and 21 seconds off the clock. Now the conversion by Cody Houston could break the 20-all tie. Steps down. Kick is blocked at the line of scrimmage. Ball is loose, but we are tied as the PAT is blocked. Me thinks there's a stirring in that. So we are tied at 20-20 on a block extra point. Four play, 64 yards, 121 off the clock, and with 8:38 to go in the fourth quarter, we are tied at 20-20 on a five-yard touchdown reception by Hunter Bell on a pass from Matthew Body. Staying active is a way for young athletes to be prepared from season to season. We're seeing that tonight with the first game for basketball star Wes Weber of the Saugatuck Indians playing football this year. It doesn't mean specializing in one sport year-round, but it does mean being engaged in activities that develop the youngsters into all-round healthy participants. Get up, get active, and play. Preparation lasts all year. Learn more at MHSA.com. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics, and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. With Eric Michaels back in our studios, I'm Gary Stevens. Plenty of time left, 8:38 in regulation. We are tied at 20, 2 second half touchdowns by the Decatur Raiders have wiped out a 20-7 Saugatuck lead. But the extra point was blocked by A.J. Starring, I believe. And so let's see if the Indians can get something going on offense. Houston ready to kick it off. Segovia standing inside his 10. Here's the kick. Segovia watches it fly over his head. Bounds into the end zone, touchback. So first and 10 for Saugatuck at their own 20 with 8:37 to go. Indians in the second quarter peeled off a 16-play, 60-yard drive, took 9-10 off the clock to get their second touchdown of the game. And right now, Bill Dunn would like to dial up a nice, long 8-minute drive right here. We'll see if the Indians, who have been has punted three times in three possessions here in the second half. T formation, two tight ends for Saugatuck, ball on their own 20. Hand up the middle, Koshelski. Not much there as he gets maybe a couple of yards to the 22. So the Indians, not right at this point willing to sort of let loose with Dunn on a pass, but that might loosen up the Decatur defense. We'll see. But it's second and 8 from the 22. Dunn again in the T formation. Two tight ends, three men in the backfield, lined up in a row behind quarterback Dunn. Blake rolls left. Tries to get an opening, doesn't do so, is rushed out of bounds. Loses yardage on the play. He tried to see if somebody's going to string out, but the Decatur Raiders did not bite on the fake handoff. And dropped him back at the 18, knocked him out of bounds. Loss of 4 on the play. Indians 1 for 3 on third downs here in the second half, and just 4 for 10 on third downs in the game. Now it's, again, a passing situation. Let's see what the Indians do with 3 wideouts to the right, tight end to the left, 1 man in the backfield, and back to throw goes Dunn. Blake rolls right. Dunn looking for somebody open, has to run with it to the 20, and then he's slowed up and finally tackled. He gets to maybe the 22-yard line. Matthew Saylor with the initial hit. Dunn gets it to the 21. So it's 3 and out for Saugatuck. That's what they did not need. And now the Decatur Raiders, sensing that this game is within their grasp, momentum on their side, will get the ball in good field position as Blake Dunn bunts for the fourth time tonight. Decent snap, no pressure, boots a line drive. And it's going to be taken at the 48 of Saugatuck by Mann. Dale Mann runs left, then tries to run right, and runs nowhere. No return on the punt. 27 yards on the punt, 1 yard return, but it's still good field position for Decatur at the Saugatuck 47-yard line, and 6:36 to go in regulation play. Now, Joe Grill, the 34-year coach here at Decatur High School. Let's see what he has up here. Up the middle on first down, penalty marker is flowing as Andrew Block very easily spotted from the sideline, sort of grabbed the mask of the running back on the play. That was Dakota Haas. So the Indians get their fourth major penalty of the game, and the Indians are killing themselves. First and 10 for Decatur at the 30-yard line. The Indians now been penalized 5 times, 4 majors. Yards and penalties against Saugatuck tonight. On first down, the toss to Grosvenor around right end. Tripped up as he gets to the line of scrimmage. Penalty marker flies as Koenig makes the tackle, but this one I think is going to go against.
We have a flag on the play.
The Raiders, as Hunter Bell was trying to clear out a room, and he may have pulled Koenig down, and that's exactly illegal use of hands. Saugatuck will push Decatur back. It's a 10-yard penalty from the spot of the ball, which is the 32. So the ball goes back to the 42-yard line. It's now first down and 22 from the 42. Decatur has already shown the capability of passing. Let's see what they do here. Body with 1 man in the backfield, 3 wideouts to the right. Matthew will roll left. He'll try to use Grosvenor as an option possibility. Gets around 1 tackler at the 20, 35-yard line, and then is finally run out of bounds as he gets the ball to the 27-yard line. That's a gain of 15. Right now we're seeing things we have not seen from Saugatuck. Some missed tackles, some slip tackles. Third to second down, and now a very makeable 7 for the Raiders. We're halfway through the third quarter. Halfway through the fourth quarter. 1 wide out to the right, that's Cody Houston. Wide out to the left is Bell. He's caught a touchdown pass. Eye formation behind body. Quick snap, and it was too quick. Referee with the call. Illegal procedure. Second penalty in this drive.
Illegal procedure. Called against the Raiders.
So that moves the ball back to that'll the Sox at the 32-yard line. Make it second down and 12. And now we are seeing 4 penalties, 24 yards against Decatur tonight. Ball on the left hash, ball on the 32, second and 12 for Decatur. Body, option right, Grosvenor's with him, but he'll keep it, cuts back inside, gets it inside the 25, knocked down at about the 24-yard line. So Boddy, using his legs, he's already run for a touchdown and has returned a kick for a touchdown, carries the ball to the 24, gain of 8. Third down and 4. Phillips is credited with the tackle.
Gain of 8 yards, third down and 4.
Justin Boynton brings in the play from Coach Joe Groh. Bill Dunn, the Saugatuck coach, looking at his defense to try to make a couple of stops here. 5:22, clock running left, third quarter. Indians, Andrew Block may have jumped the snap, and that's exactly what it is. Indians get a first down.
5 yards.
Indians are just destructing tonight. First and 10 for Decatur on the 19-yard line. So on the second half, and really in this game, the Indians are committing penalties. We're seeing some of the problems that the Indians had a year ago when they opened the season 1-4. And right now they're trying to hold on to a 20-20 tie. On first down, the handoff goes to Dakota Haas. Haas still on his feet off of left guard, finally knocked down by Shishagway after he bounced off a couple of tackles. But he gets it to the 14-yard line. Second down and 5 from the 14. 4:41 left and clock running. Cody Houston is the placement kicker for Decatur. On second down, Boddy rolls right, has some open room to the 10, to the 5, goes for the end zone, touchdown. Second rushing touchdown, third touchdown of the night for Matthew Boddy, and Decatur is taking the lead at 26-20. Matthew Boddy ran to the left pylon. The third quarter for his score this time, he goes to the right pylon for 14 yards and a touchdown. A 5-play, 47-yard drive. 2 minutes and 18 seconds, the time of the drive. Conversion attempt coming from Houston. Step down, kick is up, kick is square and true. And Decatur now has a 7-point lead. 27-20 as they've scored 3 unanswered touchdowns here in the third quarter to take the lead at 27-20. Your home for Hope College football is 92.7 The Van, and online at 92.7thevan.com. Follow the exploits of the Flying Dutchman with Ron Weatherby and Jerry Conference calling all of the action. Catch the Ron and Jerry show tomorrow at 1:10. As the Flying Dutchman hosts Milliken in the home opener at the newly named Ray and Sue Smith Stadium. Hear every exciting play of Hope College football this season on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. Test of character now for Saugatuck. First time they've had to deal with it. 2 easy wins to begin the campaign. On the road, 48-6 at Montebello 2 weeks ago. Last Friday, 59-6 at Marcellus. Now they have to deal with a 27-20 deficit here in Decatur. The third and final game of their 3-game season opening road trip. Home beckons. The opponent won't be much any easier in the Hartford Indians next Friday night. Here's Houston's kickoff. Segovia will watch Anschutz get it at the 14. Anschutz to the 20. 25, gets to the 30, and finally knocked out of bounds at about the 31-yard line. So the Indians have had to punt on 4 possessions. They have had only 3 first downs here in the fourth, in the second half. Now they need points, and they need to score in 4:09. Ball on the 32-yard line of Saugatuck. They have gotten the ball to the Decatur 41. That's been their deepest possession. 2 wideouts to the right, 2 wideouts to the left. Dunn in the T formation behind center. Hands it to the lone back through. That is Segovia up the middle past the 35-yard line and gets the ball to the 39. A 7-yard gain as Saugatuck tried to spread out the Decatur defense and create an opening for it. Segovia, and Alex carries it to the 39. Second down, and we'll call it 7, second down and 3 at the 39. Indians now with a slot to the left. Throw set. Handoff goes to Kaszelski. Still on his feet. Past the 40. Moves it to 6. Says he'll get it to about the 43. He needed to get to the 42. Good hard running by Joe Kaszelski, who was also rushed for 2 touchdowns and caught a touchdown pass. Ball on the 44. The Indians get only their 4th first down of the second half. Ball on their own 44 on the left hash. T formation. Indians now back to their familiar offense. Kaszelski tries to get through the middle past the 45, 46-yard line. Hunter Mann, pardon me, that is Jason Nash, bottom of that pile. Gain of 2, second down and 8 from the 46. 3:08 left. Indians needing a score to tie. And their placement kicker on the sidelines, unable to play. In the pistol is done. Blake hands it to Segovia. Tripped up in the backfield. Down he goes. Hunter Bell spotted that one and tripped up Segovia. Loss back to the 43. Loss of 3. Third down. And
by Bell.
11. Indians.
Third down, 11.
In this situation, that's 4 down time. Down 7, 27 to 20, and done back to throw. Has time. Looks. Throws right. Incomplete. By Kaszelski in the right flat. He led him too far. So the Indians.
Pass goes incomplete.
Fourth down and 11 with 2:25 to go. No question now about going for it or not. Game on the line right here. And Bill Dunn realizes the seriousness of it. He'll call timeout. So shall we. Let's take this 1 minute break. 1 minute break there, Eric Michaels. 2:25 to go in regulation. Decatur 27, Saugatuck 20. This is Saugatuck High Football on 92.7 The Band at 92.7theband.com.
It takes a total team effort to be successful in any game. Randy's Carpet Care has a team of professionals ready to provide you with the service you deserve. Voted best carpet cleaner in the Best of West Michigan poll, Randy's Carpet Care provides top quality work at a reasonable price with your satisfaction guaranteed. Call Randy's Carpet Care at 392-1400 for all your carpet and upholstery cleaning. That's Randy's Carpet Care. Call 392-1400 and join the winning team.
Spectators Sports Bar and Spectators University, proud sponsors of Saugatuck High School football. If you're a sports fan, it only makes sense to head to Spectators. You can watch your favorite game on more than 28 plasma TVs. Make Spectators your goal for the NFL Sunday ticket. And make Spectators your destination for great food. Support the Saugatuck Indians along with Spectators Sports Bar and Spectators University. Exit 41 off I-196 along the lakeshore in Saugatuck.
Whether it's the Saugatuck Indians or the Hope Flying Dutchman, football plays here. We're the Lakeshore's 92.7 The Band, WYVN, Saugatuck Holland.
Well, you didn't miss much on the fourth down play. Dunn tried to go the fly pattern to Wes Webber on the left side. He overthrew him. Cody Houston with the interception. And he's down immediately at the 16-yard line, but Decatur will have it first and 10. Indians with 2 timeouts and 2:17 on the clock, staring at their first defeat to see a 6-game winning streak about ready to go by the boards as the Decatur Raiders will look to go to 3-0. Body will keep it on a roll right. Gets a carrier, gets to the 20. Phillips has him down. That's where he'll be stopped.
Body's a ball carrier.
19-yard line, but Body wanted to keep the ball in play and force Saugatuck to blow the second of their 3 timeouts, which they will do here. Gain of 3 on the play. And the Indians have to get a stop here and really look for a turnover. Does not look very promising at all. But give full marks to Decatur. They controlled the line of scrimmage in the second half. They basically bottled up the Saugatuck offense, and they wore down the Indians tonight. They have superior numbers. Indians, of course, with only an 18-man varsity roster. And against other opponents, that's not a big factor because they're playing pretty much even level field in that regard. But Decatur has a deep roster and can throw a lot of numbers out there, and we're seeing the evidence of that here tonight. But it's no shame to lose to a traditional power like the Decatur Raiders. The Indians had a 20-7 lead at the half, but they've worn down here in the second half. Let's see if they can get a turnover to make something happen. They have one timeout left, 2:04 left in regulation, 27-20. Decatur with the ball, second down, and we'll call it 8 from the 19. Penalty flies as the ball was snapped, and it'll be a legal procedure, says the referee. So that does knock a couple of seconds off the clock to 2:02, and right now the clock is the biggest factor for Decatur. They'll mark the ball back at the 20, at the 15-yard line. Second down and 11. And the Raiders right now just want to get one more first down, and they can run out the clock. The Indians need a turnover. Whistle blows. Now they want the two extra seconds put back on the clock. They say 2:01 left, and it should be back to 2:04. And that's exactly what it is. So the clock is now reset the way it should be, because 2 seconds had went off the clock, but the ball was dead before the ball was even snapped. So the clock is now correct at 2:04 left in regulation. One wide out to the right, that's Boynton. Body will roll right, keep it, tries to stay in bounds, cuts back inside, still on his feet, past the 25-yard line to the 32, a penalty marker flies. Another one flies out the play. And we'll see if, again, another Saugatuck penalty. They've hurt themselves as much as the Decatur Raiders have. It'll be against Saugatuck. So Bill Dunn will have a lot of work to do with his team this week.
That'll be a 15-yard penalty.
5 major penalties in this game against Saugatuck. That has hurt him as much as the Decatur Raiders. So they'll mark the ball on the Decatur 46-yard line. Saugatuck with one timeout left and 1:55 to go. But for all intents and purposes, this one is going to be a win column for Decatur tonight. The Indians have a lot of work to do this week in practice to get ready for the Hartford Indians, a team that will be as stout as Decatur is. Body is going to look at the back judge, wait for him to give the 5-second count. He now begins his 5-second count, and Body is over center. Hand off to Grosvenor. He's got some open field to the 40-yard line of Saugatuck. And this game is over for all intents and purposes. Blake Dunn with the hit at the 40. 15-yard gain for Grosvenor.
Gain of 14 yards and a Raider first down.
Southworth comes off the field, whistle blows, and the Indians will call their third and final timeout with 1:18 to go.
Timeout, Saugatuck.
But all that the Raiders can do now is just basically they can go to victory formation. The Indians are hopeful of some turnover, but it doesn't look that good. So the Decatur Raiders on two touch on Matthew Boddy's legs for the most part tonight. He has rushed for 2 touchdowns, returned a kick for a touchdown, and he threw for a touchdown tonight to account for all 4 scores for the Decatur Raiders. Joe Koshelski accounting for 3 first-half touchdowns, 2 on the ground and 1 on a reception. But it looks to be not enough for Saugatuck tonight. Raiders have one more home game. One more game before the Renown Conference. They're at Goebbels. But 2 weeks from tonight, they were supposed to play Covert. Here's where the schedule gets all screwed up again. Covert dropped football. Here's the victory snap and the formation for
Body
Raiders. But what made tonight's game more important, maybe more urgent for the Raiders, was the fact that they will have only 8 games. They'll have a 9th on their schedule to get a 2-0 forfeit, but Covert basically has forfeited their entire schedule because of budget problems. Covert couldn't field the football team this year. So, for the Raiders, they got to run the table in order to get not only a playoff berth, but also to get a good playoff seat. Saugatuck wanted to get this one because they felt Decatur could run the table and get the extra points. Now, the Raiders will get all the points that Saugatuck gets for their wins the rest of the way through. But the Indians still have a chance to do some work here. It's only one loss as 27 seconds left. Another snap by the Raiders, and this will be in the winner's column for the black and silk, black and gold tonight. Matthew Boddy with two touchdown runs, a touchdown kickoff return, and a touchdown pass has led the Decatur Raiders to a 27-20 victory here at home against the visiting Saugatuck Indians. That's the final score. We'll be back with the final thoughts and we wrap things up in a moment. 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com.
The New Salem Haunted Woods and Haunted Corn Maze is open every weekend in October, and they're opening for the season September
27th.
Holland,
Saugatuck, Fenville, and Hamilton. We're the Lake Shores 92.7.
If you love music, fun, and German food, you're going to have the worst time of your life. The worst festival even has brats, beer, rock bands, a 5K run, corn maze, and lots of kids' activities. Gates open at 5 p.m. Friday, September 27th, with music till midnight and the zombie maze at dark. Saturday is the 5K run, and obstacle race at 9 a.m. Gates open at 11 a.m. The Haunted Woods at dark and music till midnight. And Sunday brings more of the worst festival ever. Gates open at 11 a.m. with wiener dog races at 4. Admission is just $5 a day or $12 for all 3 days. The worst festival ever, September 27th through 29th at the New Salem Haunted Woods and Haunted Corn Maze, 4516 24th Street Indoor. Find more info at newsalemcornmaze.com.
The Saugatuck Athletic Boosters are proud to sponsor the Indians, and they're proud of the Saugatuck Public Schools, a Blue Ribbon school district with state and national award-winning programs and a tradition of excellence on and off the athletic field. The Saugatuck area is one of America's top 50 great places to raise kids, and the Saugatuck Public Schools are a major positive factor. Personal instruction, cutting-edge classroom technology, it's all at Saugatuck Public Schools. Good luck, Indians, from the Saugatuck Athletic Boosters.
Spectators Sports Bar and Spectators University, proud sponsors of Saugatuck High School football. If you're a sports fan, it only makes sense to head to Spectators. You can watch your favorite game on more than 28 plasma TVs. Make Spectators your goal for the NFL Sunday ticket. And make Spectators your destination for great food. Support the Saugatuck Indians, along with Spectators Sports Bar and Spectators University. Exit 41 off I-196 along the lakeshore in Saugatuck.
Back here at Decatur High School, both teams are huddling around their coaches after the Decatur Raiders rally from a 20-7 halftime deficit to defeat the Saugatuck Indians tonight, 27-20. Indians got that first half lead on a one-yard touchdown run by Joe Koselski. In fact, he had two of them, one with 1:19 to go in the first quarter, the other with 3:42 to go in the second quarter. And Koselski got a 25-yard touchdown pass from Blake Dunn with 56 seconds to go in the first half to give Saugatuck the lead at 20-7 at the half. The only touchdown for the Raiders in the opening stanza was a 94-yard kickoff return by Matthew Boddy with 59 seconds to go in the first quarter. Then in the third quarter, the Raiders could control the game, wearing down the Indians and scoring three touchdowns. Matthew Boddy, a 6-yard touchdown run with 6:04 to go in the third quarter, cut the margin to 20-14. Then the receiver, Heath Bell, caught a touchdown pass, Hunter Bell, I should say, caught a 5-yard touchdown pass from Boddy with 8:38 to go in regulation, but the extra point was blocked. We were tied at 20, and then Boddy won the game on a 14-yard touchdown run with 4:18 left, and the Decatur Raiders up their record to 3-0 with a 27-20 victory over Saugatuck. The Indians fall to 2-1 on the season. So while the Raiders head up to Goebbels, taking on the Tigers next Friday, the Indians play at home for the first time this season. They'll host the Hartford Indians at Jarvis Memorial Field this coming Friday night. You can hear the game on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com. We'll be on the air at 6:40. Cannot do a broadcast without the help of a lot of fine people. Want to thank Head Coach Joe Grill, Athletic Director Brian Southworth, and all the people here at Decatur High School for their help and hospitality. Thanks to Athletic Director and Head Coach Joe, Bill Dunn, and all the Saugatuck staff for their assistance. JV team won last night 40-28, but the varsity was not as successful. losing tonight by a score of 27-20. Thanks, Derek Michaels and Brent Allen taking care of things. Eric doing a fine job back at the studios. Thanks to our fine sponsors, and most importantly, thanks to all of you. We hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Sorry if you're a Saugatuck fan, you can't enjoy the final score, but the Indians do come away. The 2-1 record, winning two of the three road games and heading home to take on Hartford on Friday night. We have more of Holland's classic hits straight ahead, so keep it down tuned to 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com. And a reminder, we have Hope College football tomorrow afternoon at 1:10. The Flying Dutchman host Milliken at the Ray and Sue Smith Stadium. Brian Weatherby, Jerry Popperins will bring you all the action. For Eric Michaels, this is Gary Stevens saying so long from Decatur High School, where the Decatur Raiders defeat the Saugatuck Indians tonight 27-20. Good night, everybody.
You've been listening to Saugatuck High School Football on 92.7TheVan.com and 92.7TheVan. High School Football is a service of the Saugatuck Athletic Boosters and the Saugatuck Douglas Public Schools, Spectators Sports Bar and Grill, DeMond Super Value, Friss Office Outfitters, The Butler Restaurant, Randy's Carpet Care, Shoreline Orthopedics, and Coral Gables. Saugatuck High School Football is a presentation of 92.7 The Van.